In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I am glad to be with you today. This tonight will be the ninth night, I believe. Wait, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, yes. The ninth night that we've been experiencing revival. And tonight we will be at the Espousal Retreat House, and we will not be in the main building, though. We'll be, when we go up the hill, when you drive up the hill, you bear to the left, and we're in back of the gift shop. So tonight we will be meeting there tonight at 7 o'clock. I want to tell you some of the things that happened this weekend, just marvelous things. First of all, we have had 8 services, and each one has been different. Presence of God last night was so wonderful. It was so wonderful. And the Lord continues to send to us people that are addicted. People that are addicted. And you know, we're having runs of it. And I just believe that the addictions are being broken. His love is touching the hearts of people, doing things that we can never do. I don't know how many addicted people that we've had recently, but you know what? He keeps on sending them, and the only answer to addiction is the cross. The only answer to the breaking of addiction is Jesus Christ and his blood and his love, his love, his love, his love. Well, anyway, on Saturday evening, we had a man that had a broken back for 30 years, a broken back. His first 20 years, he was misdiagnosed. And the last 10 years, it was diagnosed, but you know what? Still in agony. So he came on Saturday night, and we prayed with him. And in the name of Jesus, he was running and walking up that aisle without his cane. The Lord healed him miraculously by the power of the blood of the Lamb, by the power of the Holy Spirit. Then there was a lady that saw this happen, and she pointed to her hip. She pointed to her hip. And you know what? I'll just tell you, we began to pray with her hip and her back, and she started to run up the aisle, and her face was filled with amazement. She didn't even believe it. You know when you see somebody's face and they don't believe it. But you know what? She didn't have to believe it because it happened anyway. Oh, my Lord, it's the presence of God. That's why, you know, it's so wonderful that people are coming. And you know, I'm going to tell you, the hungry people that are coming are the broken people. I see the broken people over and over again because you know what? They know the only answer is the Lord Jesus Christ. It's so wonderful. It's so wonderful. It's so wonderful. These people keep on coming back. We have a young man who comes. He's homeless. What a beautiful young man this guy is. What a beautiful young man this guy is. He's been homeless for 4 years. And there he is. He comes. My Lord. You know, these are the people that Jesus died for. These are the people that the Lord gave his life for. Well, yesterday, last night, we were praying for somebody else. There was somebody who had a problem with their hips, was operated on several times. 18-year problem with hips. So therefore, we prayed over her hips. And then I said, run up the aisle. She said, I can't. I said, well, walk up the aisle. She started walking up the aisle. I said, walk faster, faster. She was amazed. She was completely amazed. Completely amazed. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. We prayed with someone over the phone from Poland who has cancer. And, you know, the day after we prayed, she started eating food again. I'm telling you, God is doing things. God is on the move. We are there. I tell you, we praised the Lord for about 3 hours last night. 3 hours last night. There was about a 40-minute homily, a talk that I gave, but the rest of the time was for the worship of God. It was just so wonderful. And the presence of God starts coming, and we just kept on praising him through the night. And, it was wonderful. I don't understand why people aren't coming, because it's happening. It's happening, and every night's been different. Every night's been different, and every night's been beautiful. The power of the Spirit has been there. I'm going to tell you what happened on Thursday and Friday. I didn't have any music, so I prayed. I just said, Lord, we don't have any music, and, you know, I really don't want to do iPod stuff. I didn't even tell him anyone. He knew I didn't want to. I said, send John Fay. Oh, tell John. John Fay came. I never called him. John Fay came. came Thursday and Friday. He came without my calling him. Lord opened this door. He plays the keyboard. We had a wonderful night Thursday and Friday. I tell you. Well, then Saturday and Sunday, we're going to be at the Holy Rosary. We had no music, you know. And John Fay called Vinny Sarasulo, and Vinny Sarasulo came on Saturday and Sunday, and John Fay came on Sunday also. It's just all this provision. All this provision. All this provision. God is doing something. God is doing something. God is doing something. Tonight will be our ninth night. We're going to continue. We're not going to quit because the presence of God is marvelous, and God is doing things for his people. And, you know, we're there just to worship the Lord. And, you know, that's what we're there to do. And I don't know why you're not coming, but you don't have to come. You don't have to. Don't come if you don't want. But I'm telling you, I want to be there because God the Father is doing something through his Holy Son, Jesus Christ. And I am absolutely delighted what we're seeing. I'm absolutely delighted as we came last night to worship the Lord. And, Janet was waving flags in the spirit one night last night. And I would tell you, God was doing something while she was waving those two flags. I knew they weren't just waving flags last night. God was doing something in the waving of the flag. You could see the action of the Holy Spirit as she was waving those flags. I tell you, we're having great, 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 great outpourings of the Holy Spirit. So gentle and so wonderful. And you are invited. I invite you again. You are invited. I tell you, I'd run if I were you, because this is where the presence of God, I'm not saying this is the only place where the presence of God is, but you don't have to go to Lakeland, because you know what? We've got it here. Now it's different. It's different. But you know what? I tell you, it's the same Holy Ghost. It's the same Holy Spirit. It's the same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead. And we're going to continue. So tonight it's at the Espousal Retreat House, and we're not in the upper building. When you're driving up the driveway, you bear to the left toward the gift shop. We're in back of the gift shop. And we're going to begin at 7 o'clock tonight. The high praises of God will be on our lips and a two-edged sword in our hand, and they go together, you know. I'm reading, and I'll give you the telephone number at the end. I'm reading from 1 Timothy, chapter 1, verse 12. St. Paul says, I thank him, that is the Lord, who has given me strength for this, Christ Jesus our Lord, because he judged me faithful by appointing me to his service. That Jesus judged him faithful, and the Father judged Paul faithful for doing the service of the Lord, preaching the Word of God especially. And we remember that God does not judge our future by our past, because if the Lord judged Paul by his past as a killer, as a mass killer, I tell you, he never would have appointed him to the service of a preacher, to the service of an apostle, to the service of a bishop. He would never have appointed him. But God does not judge our future by our past. When the Holy Spirit gets ahead of you, and when the Holy Spirit gets inside of you, when the Holy Spirit begins to do something, things begin to happen, and the Lord starts to move by his powerful Holy Spirit. Therefore, Paul thanks God that the Lord appointed him to his service, to the service especially as preacher, because he tells us that he comes preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ, preaching the cross first to the Jew and then to the Gentile. Though I formerly blasphemed and persecuted and insulted Jesus, but I received mercy because I had acted ignorantly in unbelief. Isn't it wonderful that the mercy of God supersedes his justice? Mercy supersedes justice. Mercy, mercy, mercy. That God the Father wants to pour out mercy to his children. Oh, yes, no matter what you've done or how many times you've done it, no matter how many abortions you had, the Lord wants to pour out his mercy upon you, but will you forgive yourself? I tell you, St. Paul knew that God was a God of mercy, that Jesus was the Lord of mercy, and that this mercy was extended to him while he was yet a sinner on the Damascus Road. He was on his way to execute Christians and to put them in jail. And the mercy of God met Saul on the road, and he was converted by the mercy of God. You must know that mercy is for you. You must know that you need not live in guilt. You must know that you need not live in turmoil. You must know that you must not live in torment, because the mercy of God is for you. The mercy of God is for me. The mercy of God is for sinners. If the Lord had mercy on Saul, I tell you, he'll have no trouble having mercy on you. For you need to go and receive the mercy. You need to go to the sprinkled blood, where the mercy seat is sprinkled with the blood of Jesus. You need to confess your sins and go to the sacrament of reconciliation, confession. Turn away from your sins and believe. Oh, there's mercy, mercy, mercy in the time of need. Mercy, mercy, that we can enter into the throne room of God, because the veil has been pierced by the blood of the Lamb when Jesus was pierced in his side. And we have mercy that the Lord gives to us. And that mercy is to you and to me and to us. And the Lord doesn't say, well, you know, no, mercy, mercy, mercy. Oh, the apostle is the apostle of mercy. The apostle is the apostle of grace. I tell you, grace and mercy go together, because I'll tell you, St. Paul could have sung that song, Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. Hallelujah. He could have made up that song, but he didn't. But he was the apostle and is the apostle of mercy and grace, because God in his goodness, while Paul was far from the Lord, just lavished mercy. He wants to lavish mercy on you. Paul was ignorant in his unbelief. Maybe you're not ignorant in your unbelief. Maybe you've just literally hated Jesus. Well, it's time to change. Hallelujah. He'll even have mercy on that. He'll even have mercy on that if you just call out his name. You know what his name is? His name is Jesus. I tell you, you might not be ignorant. Maybe you just hate Christians and hate Jesus. I tell you, he doesn't hate you. Isn't that wonderful? Isn't that wonderful? He doesn't hate you. He's got better things to do than to hate you, because he died for you, and he wants you to know that he wants to transform you by the power of his mercy, that his mercy is bigger than your hate for him. I tell you, it's real. It's real. It's real. I had acted ignorantly in unbelief, and the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ overflowed for me with the faith and love that are in Christ Jesus. I tell you, that grace overflows. I love that word, overflows. I love the Nile River used to overflow its banks. It still does, and it fertilizes the area. I tell you, the river of God overflows to sinners. That's why, bring sinners tonight. Oh, we're all sinners. Bring them, bring them, bring them. Bring the people that think they're impossible. Bring them, bring them, bring them. Bring the people that think they're impossible. Bring them, bring them, bring them. I tell you, the Lord loves sinners. The Lord wants to convert sinners. The Lord wants to love sinners, wants to love the sin away. Oh, I tell you, that's what the Lord is best at, to change sinners into saints. Hallelujah. That's what God is best at. That's his vocation, to change sinners into saints. That's what the Lord does by his grace that supersedes your sickness, that supersedes your sin, that supersedes your guilt, that supersedes your torment. Oh, yes, it's grace and mercy offered to us through Jesus Christ. It's grace and mercy. It's grace and mercy. I tell you, there's nothing like the overflowing grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. There's nothing like that overflowing grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. For when that overflowing grace overflows into somebody's heart, I tell you, their people get changed. That's what it's all about. It's not about going to church. It's about going to church and receiving the overflowing grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we don't expect it. And therefore, blessed are those who expect nothing from God. They shall not be disappointed. And if you expect nothing from God, you will not be disappointed. But if you come into an atmosphere where the glory of God is falling on God's people, I'm going to tell you, you'll start seeing things and start believing. You'll start seeing and you'll start receiving. And as you believe, you'll receive. And that mercy and that grace will fall on you because you know what? You're not impossible. You're not impossible. We had a young man come a couple of days ago. His name is Tom. I've been looking for him every night. Maybe Tom will come back. Because you know what? He needs grace and mercy, just like Father Tom. Because Father Tom's no different than Tom. I need grace and mercy. Oh, my Lord, I need grace and mercy. It's so important. It's so important. We had Christopher come the other night. Back was healed. The next day it was still hurting a little. I tell you, Christopher needs to come back for a second touch. God will heal him. Listen, it's in the presence of God. It's in the presence of God. That's what it's all about. When we talk revival, we're talking about the spiritual life. We're talking about the mystical life. We're talking about the presence of God, the awesome presence of God. That's what it's all about. When you praise God for 3 hours, I'm going to tell you, things begin to happen. Things begin to happen when you begin to praise God and keep on pressing in and pressing in. The grace and mercy begin to overflow. That's just what happens. That's just what happens. That's just what happens. The saying is sure and worthy of full acceptance that Jesus Christ came into the world to save sinners. Isn't that wonderful? That Jesus Christ came into the world to save you. That Jesus Christ came into the world to save me. Because all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. The saying is true that Jesus Christ came in to save sinners. That's why he came. That's what his best. That's his best mission. Saving sinners. Hallelujah. Isn't that wonderful? That nobody's impossible. Unless you want to be impossible. Unless you want to put up a big wall. Let me tell you, Jesus Christ came to save sinners. And that's the good news. That sin is no obstacle to the Lord Jesus Christ. Isaiah thought that there was an obstacle, you see, when he was converted in the 6th chapter of Isaiah, when he says, woe is me, I am a sinner and a man of unclean lips. The Lord wasn't concerned. He just took care of the sin. You know, nothing big for God to take care of the sin. Peter in the 5th chapter of St. Luke, you read it. After they caught nothing all night, they toiled all night and caught nothing, just like the church. And then Peter goes out into the boat with Jesus and said, cast your net out into the deep. Lord, we toiled all night and caught nothing. But then they do what Jesus says, and the fish start jumping into the net. And Peter says, depart from me, I am a sinful man. That never stopped Jesus. Sin never stopped Jesus. He remits the sin. He remits the sin. He forgives the sin. He says, now, Peter, you're going to become a fisher of men. You see, sin is no obstacle to God when we confess it and we turn away from it. Sin is no obstacle to the Lord Jesus Christ. That's why he died. And now, you know, people start thinking that they're better than God because they can't be forgiven. Well, give me a break. Give me a royal break. For I am the foremost of sinners, but I receive mercy for this reason, that in me, as the foremost of sinners, Jesus Christ might display his perfect patience for an example to those who were to believe in him for eternal life. So I'm the foremost of sinners. I killed Christians. I was a mass killer. God didn't judge my future by my past. I am the example of mercy. Mercy flowing over like a river. If when people look at me, Paul, they'll say, my Lord, if God could save Paul, he can save anybody. I can receive eternal life by believing in Jesus. If God can save Paul, who is the foremost of sinners, who was an enemy to the cross, an enemy to the Lord Jesus, an enemy to the resurrection, I can tell you that God can save anybody. That he makes Paul an example. That's right. The foremost of sinners. The most unlikely person to spread the gospel. The most unlikely. The most unlikely, but the most likely to the Lord. Because it was in Paul that the Lord was able to display his mercy to the nth degree. And in you too. Oh, yeah. Yeah, you too. God wants to display his mercy in you, through you. Yeah, you too. The only thing you've got to do is raise your hands and say, I surrender. The only thing you've got to do is say, I give up. I'm sick of doing it. I can't, you know, all my good works just doesn't do it. You know, I'm a church goer and I do this and I do that. And yet I don't even know Jesus. You know what? I surrender. God, I just want that mercy to fill me to the nth degree. I want that mercy to overflow in me. Oh, you know, I'm a sinner. I killed people. Well, St. Paul killed people too, but you can become a new creation. St. Paul says, anyone in Christ Jesus is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. I was telling people about going to the prisons. And these men that have converted, I tell you, they're saints now. I don't know what their past is, but you know, if they've been in jail 20 years, they have pretty wicked past. But God does not judge our future by our past. He changes people. That's what the Lord is best in doing, changing people from the inside out through the power of the cross. And you know what? You're not big enough for him not to change you. You just need to say, I surrender all. I'm here. Put your hands up. I surrender. But I surrender to love. I do not surrender to anyone who's going to put his foot on my neck. I surrender to love. That's who I surrender to. I surrender to love. And then St. Paul, because he's been forgiven, begins to say this. Oh, hallelujah to the King of ages, immortal, invisible, the only God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. Oh, yes, he ends by worshiping the Lord. Why? Because God saved this sinner and charged him to preach the gospel. And now he says to the King of ages, immortal, invisible, the only God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. Hallelujah. That God chooses the weak of the world to confound the wise. That God chooses the scum of the earth. Oh, yes, the scum of the earth. And he raises them up. He raises us up to do what he wants to do, because he charges us to do what he wants to do, because we display his mercy. We display his overflowing mercy. Hallelujah. And St. Paul says, hallelujah to the King of ages, immortal, invisible, the only God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. Oh, yes. Thank you, Lord, for what you did in Paul. Thank you, God. You're wonderful. You're powerful. You're almighty. Thank you for what you're doing now, that nobody's impossible. Thank you to the endless, ageless, immortal, holy, awesome God be glory forever and ever. Oh, I tell you, St. Paul is into praise. He's into praise, you know. He's into praise because he knew that if Jesus didn't change him, he would have ended up in the darkest room in hell. My Lord, can I just say this to you? God does not judge your future by your past. That the blood of Jesus is far more powerful than your sin. Pray with me. Wash all sin from me, O God. Come and dwell in my heart by faith. Let your mercy overflow in me, to me, and through me. Love me with more love than I ever received. I surrender my life to you. My Lord, tonight we will be again at the Espousal Retreat House. And we begin at 7 o'clock. It will be our ninth night of worship. And the presence of God has been wonderful. You just don't know until you're there, you know. Maybe we're all going to get addicted to the presence of God. It's not a bad addiction, I tell you. It's not a bad addiction. And when that holy presence comes, anything happens. God begins to move by his Holy Spirit. I told you, we had no music ministers on Thursday and Friday and Saturday and Sunday. And I didn't have to call anybody. The Lord did it. You know what that tells me? I'm going to tell you what it tells me. God wants what we're doing. I even felt compelled not to call people. I felt compelled, you know, I'm not going to go seeking people out. Lord, send John Fay. I don't even know if I prayed that. But there comes John Fay the night that we need him, without a call. I didn't even have his number. I do now. And then, on Saturday and Sunday, John couldn't make it. And John said, I'm going to get Vinnie Sarasulo. And so Vinnie came with the singers on Saturday, and John came again on Sunday. I tell you, that tells me that what we're doing is in the will of God, that God supplies. This is part of the story. Not only people getting healed, but that the Lord gets the people he wants to worship. I think that's wonderful. And you are not coming? Well, that's okay. You don't have to come. But you know what? I'm going to be there by the grace of God. People say, Father Tony, aren't you tired? Oh, yeah, I get really tired. But you want to know what? I take my nap in the afternoon, and I'm ready to go again. Because this is something that's God-given. Tonight we'll be there at the Espousal Retreat House at 7 o'clock. Espousal Retreat House, the telephone number is 781-209-3101, 781-209-3101, 781-209-3101, 781-209-3101, 781-209-3101. When you're driving up the driveway of the Espousal Retreat House, you'll see the statue of the Sacred Heart. I want you to go to the left. Do not go up the hill, because we will not be up the hill this week. We are to the left. We are going to be next to the gift shop. And you're welcome to come to join us. Tonight will be our ninth night. Bring your tambourines. Bring your castanets. Bring your dancing shoes. Bring your pots and pans. Get ready to worship, because he's worthy of all our worship. Remember what St. Paul said? To the King of Ages, immortal, invisible, the only God, be honor, glory, forever and ever. And all God's people said, amen. See you tonight at 7. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.